This is Lou. I like magazines. I love magazines. Sometimes I even go to the grocery store just so I can look to see what's on them. And this week I was there and I saw the Oprah magazine.
And I started leafing through this magazine because I thought it meant be cool, don't be so un-o-cool. And it turns out it's all about Oprah. And all she does is invite people over to her house and have gardening and grilling and teach you how to be totally chill and cool and talk to the most delicious man ever. I thought, now I am being cool, not all uncool.
I thought Oprah had something going on. I mean, I'm seeing her in the Hamptons all the time. And I'll tell you this much. I've never seen that bitch hold a plate of asparagus before. But here she is on O Magazine. I would be so embarrassed for her if I was in the grocery store. But thankfully, I'm in my own bed curled up at home with a busboy at my ankles. Because I have Next Issue Magazine, and I get all of this on my iPad.
That's right. Get your free 30-day trial at nextissue.com/crappins. Get access to not only Oprah's own private magazine, that's really public, called O Magazine, but also all sorts of fun stuff like Time Magazine and Bloomberg Magazine and Rolling Stone and Men's Health, Dwayne Johnson's on it, all that fun stuff.
David Letterman, happy at last. What's that a quote from? A magazine. I know, because I get them on my iPad, in my bed, with a busboy at my ankles. So please, go to nextissue.com/crappins. Crappins. And get your subscription. It'll be delivered right to your little device.
Yes, the Countess has had a long night. It's very hard for her, but you know what, though? If you're hungover, a great way to wake up is on your tablet to read all your favorite magazines. It's like Netflix for magazines. So get your free 30-day trial at nextissue.com/crappins now and read up, way up, on all your interests. nextissue.com/crappins.
That's what Shaw's Vanderpump rules. Come gather round and make fun of his fools.
A podcast about Bravo, nothing runs with Bravo.
If that's okay, we only care about Bravo. Watch what crappins, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappins.
Okay, everyone, welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast, a podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Bravo. I'm Ronnie Caron from Trash Talk TV, and I'm here with the gorgeous, thin, slightly sweaty, lotion-smelling, fresh Mexican food breathed Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banter Blender. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. Hello. How are you?
Great to see you.
This is very special because we are not only recording this live in person and not over Skype. We are mere inches from each other's faces because we're trying to cram onto the screen from Periscope.
Yeah.
This podcast is actually being broadcast live for those of you who are watching it on Periscope, all 34 of you.
We don't get together in real life that much when we record, so we figured we'd do it with you guys. We can talk shit with you while we do it. Sorry, I hope we don't get too annoying reading this thing because I'm just staring at myself the whole time.
It's really transfixing. It's like looking in a mirror, but then people are talking to you through the mirror.
I know. If my mirror was like this at home, I'd feel a lot better about myself. Everyone's so much nicer than my mirror. My mirror just says, like, spots.
Yeah.
And, like, gum spit.
Yeah.
Or not gum spit. Toothpaste spit. You know when you brush your teeth and you get spit all over the mirror?
Yeah. So we are here. This is the second episode of the week on the Watch What Crappens podcast. We just had some Mexican food, and we just watched Real Housewives of New York City and Secrets and Wives.
And Secrets and Wives. Just talk to me through there. Look, we can see each other's
face.
Yeah,
we can just see that. Now, before we get into the shows from this week, we have to, of course, plug our Facebook page, which is so fun and so wonderful. Facebook.com/WatchWhatCrappens. If you're listening to this podcast or if you're watching on Periscope right now, be sure to
you
like
You guys, it's so good. Page. People fight over the funnest things. Yeah. Today it's not funny. It's like more
They're having a race war today, actually.
It's a black hair it's a black hair war, which you should
black
not
hair war.
Don't ever mess with a black woman's hair. Everybody knows that. It's not just hair. It is a cultural thing, everybody. Stop talking about black people's hair if you're not a black person.
Did you ever watch Joyce Newchena on The Amazing Race? Don't discuss this.
Don't be talking about it. You don't understand if you don't have to live with it, okay?
Yeah, yeah, one of our Periscope readers, still HB. All the news is on the FB page. So fun. It's true. It actually is like a really super fun thing. And also, we are very excited because Leah Black, who was on the podcast last week, Leah Black from Real Housewives of Miami, apparently she was quoted by Andy Cohen on tonight's Watch What Happens.
Yeah, that's weird.
From what she said on our podcast.
Yeah, she was saying on the show, oh, I think the Housewives are like Seinfeld. It's about nothing, but you're still laughing.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of masturbation jokes rolled into a sitcom on, you know, whatever. So she said that, and she was asking us if we'd ever met Andy, too, and we haven't. And then we did a Reddit AMA today, and they were asking us about Andy. No, Andy Cohen does not want to meet us. No. I can guarantee you that.
He does not.
And we were like, he does not want to ever hear us or listen to us or whatever. Right. But then I guess someone at his place did because they heard what Leah said.
Yeah.
Didn't mention Watch What Crappens, so though. Thanks a lot, Andy.
I think they're like aware. And like I said on the AMA, there was that one period of time when I was direct messaging with him, and he used to follow me, and then he became famous.
Ooh, not me, girl.
Girl, he followed me. He followed me, but no longer.
He'll follow me for 2 seconds and be like, bye, bitch.
Yeah,
you're an awful human being.
He dropped me like a bad habit. So anyway, so that's Facebook. And then, of course, Patreon. Oh, my God, the Patreon. If you donate to us on Patreon, we are very thankful for that. And it really helps us out a lot. And you get access to a bonus episode every week. And in fact, tonight we did a Google Hangout for people who donate at the $2 level. So if you donate at least $2 a month.
That was fun. We should do that again where we like hang out with while we watch the show.
What happened was we did a Google Hangout. We turned it on and we just let it rip while we watched The Real Housewives of New York City. And what an episode.
Oh my God. What an episode to have a Google Hangout for the night. This show was so crazy. And it all started with stupid Dorinda again, crying for no reason, and Heather chasing her out.
By the way, one of our Periscope viewers just said, Ben keeps raising one of his eyebrows. Like, why does he keep doing that?
Black eyebrow.
Here's the reason why. Because I can't help it. Apparently, I raise an eyebrow all the time.
You do. You do have
and
a
I
raised
don't
eyebrow.
Even, I don't even know, but I'll be talking again. So you're going to see my eyebrow go up. And it'll go down.
Yeah, he does the Days of Our Lives thing. That's how you act on Days of Our Lives.
It's involuntary.
Whenever Eileen does that on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, I laugh. Because that shit's contagious. Everybody on Days of Our Lives is like, but what do you mean you need a glass of water? Dun, dun, dun. It's like this huge this huge eyebrow lift.
These comments on Periscope are very funny. Someone says, I feel like a teenager here. And someone said, they only got Periscope for this.
Well, we feel like a teenager here.
I know. This is like one of those things like a sneaker.
You're a cool mom, okay? You're a cool mom because you have an app.
I'm contemplating the Patreon subscription if y'all do Serial when it comes back. Well, guess what? We did Serial.
Oh, hell yeah, we'll be doing
when
Serial.
When Serial was on, our bonus episodes were often about Serial. So.
I love a homely girl trying to fuck an inmate through a radio show, y'all. I'm down.
Yeah. Okay.
She's like, remember, I just can't imagine you throwing a girl in the back of a trunk in a Best Buy. Tell me about it with your shirt off. Blink, 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 blink. We'll definitely be on Serial duty.
Yeah, we will do it as soon as it's back and many other things.
Okay, so Real Housewives of New York.
Okay.
How did it start? I think Real Housewives of New York started with, I don't want to hear nothing about this, Mr. Jensen. My children went to school in London. Fred, nobody ever said the F word to those children. Nobody ever said it.
Hashtag too much rosé. Hashtag drunk. Hashtag cursing. Hashtag fuck you.
Hashtag eat your macaroni in a choo-choo plane.
Yeah.
Hashtag you better go outside. Hashtag I'll bet your dead mom's proud now. Hashtag no phone in here for your dead dad to fix. SARS. Look, what the hell, Heather? Jesus.
Yeah. No, Heather was so condescending. And then, you know, I mean, Dorinda, she was drunk, but she picked up on it. She was like, yeah, real great.
That's real funny.
Our friendship is pure. Our friendship is pure. Mm-hmm. You better back the fuck up.
I listen to you every day in the bricks. I look up to you, Heather. I look up to you. You're like a sister's me in the Berkshires. When I see you, I look up
I see
to
in
you,
the Berkshires.
A strong woman in the Berkshires, and then you do me like this at a table. You start talking about the F word in France with my baby in the 7th grade. Oh, Heather, no!
So Heather does her patented move, which is to get up from the table, This is what Heather does. She's like, hashtag fuck you. You know what? You're so fucking angry. You get so crazy. I was like, okay, mama, all right, let's go. You know mama's? What? Let's walk out there. It's like, oh, okay. Now all of a sudden she's like, she goes from being on the attack and being aggro. And then all of a sudden, when she realizes that she's caused someone to get mad, she really like is like, no, I'm the conciliator.
I know. Let's she's like, on. The baby shit in his pants. I'm taking it to the family bath. It's like, you are the shit in the pants, Heather. Okay. You can't be the shit and clean the butt at the same time. Okay.
Yeah.
Shit doesn't clean butts, Heather.
So then she goes, she takes Dorinda.
She'll be on a card.
She takes Dorinda out to the bathroom, and Dorinda's like, we hang out in the Berkshires. You know, like
I see you all the time.
It's like
in
the magical
Berkshire. I don't for Shannon.
And then Ramona appears out of nowhere. She's like,
it's the only town that's still legal to throw pasta in your wife's face.
Ramona appears and is like, she's upset. You look upset, Dorinda. Are you upset?
Because Heather was like, come on, mamas. Let's go talk. Let's go outside. No, that bitches. She's like, no, come on into this bathroom. Come into the staff bathroom.
Yeah. And Ramona's like, you know what? I'm sorry. She needs a hug. Okay. You know what? She needs a hug.
I know what she needs.
Heather,
I've known Dorinda for years.
I've known her for 15 years. Mm-hmm. You've known her for 6 months. Okay. I'm going to give a hug. A hug with 15 years behind it. It's 15 years of a hug. 15 years of memory. Reason this hug, get out of the way, it's coming in, it's like sunshine,
it's like a tree,
it's like, right? Sunshine.
You can keep circling, but my ring of a hug is always going to be bigger because I've known it for longer. Tree rings don't lie.
Yeah, it's like you're Mercury and I'm Earth, and Earth has a larger orbit around about Dorinda. Okay, here comes the hug. Sunshine. I love this analogy because it makes me think of sunshine in the middle of it.
And Heather's like, you better get out of this bathroom right now, Missy. You get out of here now.
Heather, who is not mommying anyone, is like, get out right now and go to your room.
If you don't want me taking that fishnet bathing suit cover, catching a fish with it, starting it on fire, and grounding you for a week, you will get out of this bathroom, Miss Singer. She needs a break from you. This is what's called, I need a Heather break. 15 years ago, she needed them. I didn't even know who Heather was. Now I know. Diagnosed.
So then they're like, the best part is that like now Heather and Ramona are yelling, and Dorinda is like stuck pinned against the wall, but she's like, looks like a bird. That's
she's like the Blair Witch she's Project. Like, she's like in the corner, like not allowed to show her face, yeah. And she's trying to leave, and Heather's like, no, you are staying here. And Ramona's like, I know her.
So then finally, Heather and
how did that end?
Because Heather and Dorinda finally got some moment, and Heather's like, you know, like, I love you so much. She goes, I'm so sorry that you got so upset, which is like so condescending. Yeah. Not like I'm so sorry
you got upset at your own drunken behavior.
I'm so sorry you had that third martini and became a sloppy mess and couldn't understand what I was saying, like a normal human being. I'm so sorry that you're like that, Dorinda.
One time when my niece was a little baby, she was like three, I guess, and they're all awful at three, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she was, we were at Disneyland, and she was sobbing, and her dad is like a new age parent, like Heather, like, let's talk about that, honey. And he was like, Cadence, you need to stop crying, honey. I mean, I understand what you're feeling. And she said, no, you don't. He said, okay, explain to me, why are you crying? And she went, I don't know. He said, well, why don't you stop? And she said, I can't. I forgot why I was crying and I can't stop. That's so this episode, Dorinda. She's like, wait a minute. What am I doing in the bathroom? I'd never get off that hump in the floor when I'm the Roomba. Get me out of here, Mr. Jetson.
So then they finally go back into the bar. I'm surprised that Luann was already losing her shit, because they're like, Sonya was like, Lou, it was you who got her all riled up, Lou. And Luann's like, me? I didn't get
what
her.
What did I do? I didn't even do anything.
I was just saying this. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry I ordered appetizers.
I'm sorry I have a modicum of class. Ooh. I'm sorry I'm the only one here who has a line of paper plates.
I'm sorry I don't fucking like the F word. Did she say that?
She was. That's what she was doing. She was like, well, you know, I don't want my daughter going to Europe and dropping the F-bomb. It's just not what I fucking want.
I don't want that. I mean, it's, you know, the N-word's fine when she's drunk in a bush. I mean, that's fine. We'll let it go. Posing nude in a gallery. I mean, that's fine. It's art, darling. But fuck the F-word, darling. I mean, that is trash.
That is trash.
I'm not raising a C-word.
Where is our food? We are having dinner.
It is dinner time. I'm the rude one.
It is dinner time.
Who goes to the bathroom during dinner?
This is not the Plaza Hotel. This is Turks and Caicos.
These are not eggs. These are eggs a la François.
I made you eggs a la François. I mean, so anyway. So then Heather and Dorinda come back, and then...
You guys are so funny. It's so hard not reading these Periscope comments as we go by. They're so funny. Okay, go ahead.
I know.
We'll steal them as we go along.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah. So what was so funny, and by the way, Periscope people, you may need to remind us of things if we miss them.
It was just a lot of yelling, fuck, and everybody was a victim. Everybody said they had been victimized.
But it was so passive-aggressive because, like, Ramon's like, whoa, Heather, whoa, you were about to punch me in the face. And Heather's like, I know, I really wanted you too. And you're like, Jesus, you passive-aggressive bitch. God, calm yourself down. You're so nasty.
She is really nasty.
Don't use the F word, just have sex with strangers. That's what someone said.
Yeah, totally. Luann's fine with fucking. She's just not fine with saying the F word.
Yeah.
She's like, F me, daddy. F me. Whatever your name is. Whoever you are. Whoever Ramona brought home. Who I have no idea.
That stands for fudge.
Can I just call you Francois?
Yeah,
I've
Francois.
Been saying it all week.
Eggs a la fuck. So then
I just had some eggs a la Francois. Got them on the bed. Sorry.
Kristen is on Real Housewives of New York as much as Becky and Jackie are on Big Brother 17.
Who?
That was if we ever have a non-sequitur, just know it's coming from Periscope. So then I think more or less we transition to the next morning, and I think we may even
when no one remembers anything.
We see some ribbons on the floor, we see some shit everywhere, and all of a sudden it's like dramatic music, and Heather's like, what? Huh? And then you see, like, Heather, like, running around in her robe.
You know Heather is a total asshole, and that everybody on the everybody who works on the show... I'm not even talking about the housewives. I'm talking about... thank you. I'm not talking about the housewives. I'm talking about production. They hate her ass. And you know, because no one's ever shooting Heather.
Yes.
Heather has shown up at, like... She's up at, like, 5 in the morning, and she's always showing up everywhere first, and the camera crew's not even ready yet. They're like, oh, it's just Heather. We don't need to shoot. Wait until Luann gets here. Just wait. And then suddenly, we cut into the middle of these scenes, and Heather's running around screaming, calling someone a bitch in a foyer or something.
Well, Heather's big issue was, she's like, Razzie, wake up. She's like, I just woke up. And she's like, you know, I wake up, I sleep in the nude, okay? And
first of all... If anyone should be felt sorry for, it's the guy having to see her walk around nude. No one needs to see that.
Yeah.
There's PAs working there. There's people shooting you. Put your clothes on.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, you're on a TV show and you're
sleeping
in the nude.
You know she got a bush
nude?
Like a fucking... What's the kind of bush that,
like the thing
that God
that
burned
Luann's
from
daughter
Moses?
Fell into. The burning bush.
The burning bush.
Yeah.
Giant. That's what I'm saying. Giant talking bush.
It's a giant talking bush. It's like those things.
Condescending bush.
It's
condescending.
Like, bush. Like, she has a condescending. Like when you go to have sex with it, it goes, hey, mama, come on in.
If Heather was the burning bush from God, she'd be like, Moses, why aren't you killing your son? If you loved me, you'd kill your son. What the hell? No murder, okay? Thou shalt not murder. You're not getting your mac and cheese if you steal something, Moses.
Get out of Egypt right now. Right now.
If you want chicken fingers, you will get out of Egypt right now.
Get out of Egypt right now. Stop dropping the pH bomb, Pharaoh. So Heather's running, so her issue is she woke up and she saw a naked man in what was formerly Bethany's room, but since she sleeps in the nude, she had walked in there basically naked. She was like still trailing her robe. So I will allow that. I'm sure it was like startling and embarrassing, and she's probably like, holy God, what the fuck?
How do you think the PA felt who had to look at your burning bush, bitch? Put that shit away!
So she starts going, there was a naked man. She's like, Carol? Paralyzed! She's like, Carol? There was a naked man, and I was sleeping. I was nude,
Carol.
And I saw him, and then he was naked too. And then I put on my robe and I went downstairs, and he was downstairs.
Carol's, like, she's crying. She's like, "Well, Carol, there's a naked man. I walked in there because I was naked, and then I walked in, and then he rolled over, and he was naked."
I agree with Duskborn on Periscope, who said, "I would have been annoyed, not hysterical." I mean, she was really acting like a little girl in the situation.
She was acting crazy
because, so she was crazy. She was like getting herself all into a tizzy, getting tired. Then they go downstairs.
And then Carol, you know, we just watched like a 2-second clip of Watch What Happens Live. And Andy's talking to Carol and Heather tonight, and He's like, well, you know, Bertha from Briscoe County wants to know why Carol has her head up Heather's ass. And Heather's like, oh, people say that. It's silly. Sometimes my head's up her ass. Sometimes her head's up. It's called being friends. No, it's not. Carol would never act like that. Carol's fucking a kindergartner. You honestly think she cares that anybody's getting dick on vacation?
Yeah. No, I think that Carol was kind of like, not coerced, but I think that like Heather's hysterical behavior kind of like, rubbed
Carol's
off on
like,
Carol.
Who would do that?
Yeah, because Carol's normally the one who wouldn't.
Naked men. Who would be naked in a house? That's disgusting. This is wrong.
Yeah, I don't even think that Carol would normally care. So then they're both in a tizzy now. They're both worked up. And they go downstairs and they see Dorinda wearing her like 1978 bathing suit. Dorinda's like lumbering around and she's like, what? I don't have my contacts in. What?
And she's so skinny too, by the way. She's not lumbering because she's fat. She's just lumbering because she's
gait.
Wasted. She's still drunk from the night before. Yeah. She's like, oh.
Dorinda looked like she'd just
so
gone.
It's so hard, the Roomba stairs.
Dorinda looked like she had just gone twirling around for 20 seconds.
I was like, what?
Room spinning.
How come you two could get a dick in here in 5 seconds, but I've been asking for a ramp to get down these stairs for a week and nothing?
So then they're like basically like, Ramona, like she's like, go check on Ramona. Ramona was one who brought these guys back. So they go in and they walk in and Heather's like, hey, Singer. Oh, no, actually, that was Luann who said Singer. She's like, hey, Ramona, like, what's up with the guys? And Ramona's like,
oh, no. She walked in there.
Wake up. Rip open the curtains. Wake up! Rip up the curtain. How dare you? There was a man. He was naked in the house in my room.
Like, suddenly now it's in her room. She's changed this from the adjoining room with the door that was closed to suddenly her vagina. I guess she's any room that Heather's vagina in, she owns, okay?
Yeah.
She's like, he was in my room. He was suddenly in my room. Yeah. Do you know how violated I was?
Yeah.
Do you know how almost raped, if he might have been awake and attracted to me at all, I could have been victimized. Like,
yeah. Yeah. They were talking about, and also like, Carol, oh, this is Tom Frayed or Torn Frayed on Periscope. Made a good coin. They're like, Carol's like, my jewels were out. Like, first of all, who takes
my
your fancy
jewels? Get out of here.
I know. It's like the baseball diamond from the Muppet Great Muppet Caper. Like, they brought it out. Like, oh no. So then, like, Heather is fully scolding.
That's funny.
Fully scolding Ramona. Ramona's, like, lying there in bed, and she's like, I don't know. Like, talk to Lou.
I was saving that Cars toy for the honey farmer when he came home. That could have been stolen. My bush pup.
So, so then they're like, okay, next stop is Luann. So they go marching. It's like,
oh yeah, because what does Ramona do? She's like, go ask Luann.
Ramona's like, you know what? I was tired, so you know what? I just punted it to Luann.
The old me would have jumped out of bed and had a fight with you, but it's the new me, and so there's nobody next to me because I'm in a cold bed. So I'm waking up in a cold bed, and I hear this voice. So you know what I say? Press 1 for English. That's it. Go talk to Luann. I'm done.
I said, you know what? There's too much sunshine in my bedroom right now. I love sunshine, but there's too much in my bedroom, okay? Okay. I'm sorry. I just don't like the sunshine. It reminds me, when I was a little girl, I would go outside, and if it was cloudy, I knew it would be a good day, because then I knew my dad would be passed out somewhere. But if it was sunny, that meant he'd be day drinking, and he'd be abusive, and he'd call up Geraldine Parsons Smith, and they'd go push play monkey in the middle with me, and I could never get the ball. It was always a terrible day.
You know what I don't like? I don't like being woken up, because one time when I was a little girl, the alarm went off and my mom didn't hear it because she had an ear infection, and my father came in with a plate of spaghetti and he dumped it on her head and he said, wake up, you dumb bitch. I can't eat spaghetti, and every time an alarm goes off, I poop myself. That's it. I'm staying in bed. Talk to Luann.
The only good part about that story is that the plate that the spaghetti was on was yellow and it reminded me of sunshine. And so
I remembered about my father's day drinking. And then I tried to cut my own throat with the sunshine plate. I'm so confused!
One time, I was like, okay, I figured this out. Ramona, this is what you do. You bring a little crate. At this time, when they play monkey in the middle with you, you get on the crate, you catch the ball. But you know what? I got on the crate, they threw the ball higher. You know what? I can't win. I'm sorry. I hate a sunny day, but I love sunshine.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, it's day class A. You know what? It's day class A. They changed the rules.
You know what I always wanted to say? Luann has always wanted a job. And finally, she's an almost rape counselor. Go talk to Luann.
So they walk in, and Luann is like,
hello, this is Luann. Have you possibly almost been raped? Maybe. Could have been. Did a busboy look at you funny? Call me.
Yeah. So Luann is like lying in bed and she's like, I don't know what's going on. I think the guy's left. I don't know.
Luann.
Heather's like,
Heather's still pacing back and forth like, 67 toothpicks, 67 toothpicks, 67 toothpicks. And Luann's like, what are you doing in here? Get out of here.
So then finally they go back to the kitchen, whatever. Then Luann comes down looking like a badass. She has her robe open. Flowing. She's in like her bra or her bathing.
Girl, you know you have some self-confidence if you'll wear horizontal stripes over your vagina at that age.
And it wasn't even like she was trying to look sexy. She was just like fully like, she just looked like she got off a horse. And she's like.
She probably did.
She gets right up.
His name was David.
And she gets right, or John. And she gets
whatever. I don't care.
I don't know. She gets right up in Heather's face, and she does this thing. She goes, "Oh, you're gonna cry now because of a man.
Oh, wait, you're gonna come down here and cry because of a man was there. Oh, God. I thought you were cool, Heather. Yeah. Whatever gave you that impression?
And she's like, and Heather's
was
like,
Heather ever cool? Because she said mamas and get back up on the curb occasionally. No.
Well, later in the episode, Heather did say. Goodbye, Felicia.
Goodbye, Felicia.
Goodbye, Felicia.
Sincerely, Heather.
It's dinner time, okay? No, but what I loved is that... So then she's like, what? I mean, she's like, it's just a guy. And Heather's like, well, you wouldn't be alarmed if you woke up and there was a naked man in the house? And Luann's like, not really. So then Luann, and after the commercial break, Luann is like doing this. It's like, I thought you were cool. Don't be all... She's like, don't be uncool. I thought you were one of the cool ones. I mean, whatever. It's just a guy, whatever. Don't... Be cool. Don't be all uncool. Whatever. And she just gets furious.
And the poor chef, it's like he's seen the rest of the season. He's just sitting there holding his knives like, don't anybody try to fuck me. I swear to God, I'll cut it off right now. She's like, we'll make eggs out of it. They do it in France like that occasionally.
So then Luann's like, where's the singer? Where's the singer stinger? Happy Bastille Day. She's like, where's the singer stinger? So she walks in there. She's like, what's going on? This is crazy. And her mom's like, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I mean,
like,
well, why would they go to your room? Who would do that? That's stupid.
Can you close the blinds? It's too much sunshine in here. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So then Luann comes out and she's like, she has this look on her face like, whoa. Like, whatever. She's just mad. And Heather, just like, it's like, it just never ending from Heather. And Luann is
Heather was just going crazier and crazier. This is the first time we've seen Heather get that crazy, right?
Well, no, she's gotten crazy before. But this is the first time she was in hysterics, I think.
Oh, that shit was so good.
So then, then Kristen, she's like, guess what, guys? I just got an earful from Alistair, the houseman. She's like, apparently, Alistair, the houseman, was not going to let these guys come into the house last night. But then the woman insisted that they come in, and Luann's like, well, yeah, of course.
Of course she did. And we Kirsten's, rude?
And Kirsten's like, and apparently there was a lot of making out on the porch, and Luann's like, well, yeah, I remember that part. Yeah,
I
remember
fantastic.
That. And Kirsten's like...
I still taste like a Thin Mint. And then, fantastic. Wonderful.
And then Kirsten goes, and apparently Luann, the one you were making out with, was married. And Luann's like,
Luann's faces were so funny because that bitch was still drunk too.
She was drunk and she's like, Do I get mad at her? Do I own this? Do I be the countess? Is it dinner time? It's dinner. It's dinner. That's what.
Listen, at least this one's not stealing from other boats on the sea, all right? What do you want from me?
Yeah. So Heather was like, real classy, Luann. Real classy. Married with, like, fooling around with a married man. Well, guess what? That's on the married man's part. That's not on Luann. So get off.
And Heather's such an asshole. She's like, yeah, Luann. You were sleeping with a married man. You know what? That's also uncool.
Still HB has a very good point. On Periscope, which is that you'd think by now Bravo would have cameras going 24/7. I mean, after St. John's, when Luann brought back Johnny Depp, I mean, I agree, there should be hidden cameras all over this place.
Yeah.
David, why are you sleeping with Luann?
They should just have MJ from Shaws of Sunset hiding behind pillars everywhere. Everybody will be like, well, is that a muffin top behind that column? No, darling, we're in Turks and Caicos. There's not fat people here. Just ignore it. And then the next thing you know, it's like Luann blowing some guy in a hotel hallway, you know? MJ, the new murder she wrote.
So then,
the new Gigi she tried to fuck.
So then, after all this disaster, finally the women go back.
Murder she tried to fuck. I don't know. I can't make that work. Sorry. We're gonna edit that out.
By the way, thank you. Everyone's so nice to us on Periscope.
Don't read it. Don't compliment me.
By the way, I should also mention that Periscope, it stays up for like a day. So if you're missing it. now live. You can just go watch it.
Too bad, because I'll delete it tomorrow when I look at myself and worry about my double chin. Bye.
Oh, please, Ronnie. We went to Mexican right before this, and
you're not allowed to complain about being fat when you really have like mole.
I had a really fat, greasy chili relleno.
I had a chocolate enchilada wrapped in a flour tortilla with chips and sour cream on top. That's right, suck it, mother!
Can you
tell I'm going to see my mom tomorrow? I have such mommy issues.
We almost had dinner at the Sunset Grill, and then
You guys, we went to the Sunset Grill because we were like, oh my god, yes, I'm sober, how dare you, darling. We're like, it's Watch What Crappens, you know, field trip day, because we're together all day. Let's go somewhere where those guys go. And so we went to that Sunset Grill where Jax takes his dates.
Yeah.
That place serves spaghetti bolognese, hamburgers, pad thai. They'll sell you a fucking goat on a spit. They'll, like, Chinese food. They don't care.
The burgers were $5. No wonder why Jax took Carmen there.
Yeah, Carmen.
Oh, poor Carmen. So anyway, are you hot? Do you want me to turn on the air conditioning?
No, could you take off my skin suit, darling? Just hanging on the back of the chair. It's always hot.
It's 77 degrees in here, Ronnie.
That is hot, Ben, actually. Do you have central air, darling?
I'm going to turn it on.
Come on, who has central air and then sits in the heat like this? This is ridiculous, yeah?
Well, I thought the air conditioning was on.
It's called fat shaming.
We did it. We put the air conditioning on. Okay.
Kristen got Botox on Periscope today.
Seriously? Paralyzed. My face is paralyzed.
This is going to be so annoying to listen to.
Okay. So anyway, so the women go back to New York, and then we have our post-game analysis.
Oh, was that how it ended? That's so sad. I wish there was more in the trip. I love the trip.
Well, no, but the second half of the episode was crazy, too.
Oh, okay, because they had that stupid Kristen party.
So what happened?
Kristen had the remember when somebody sweat on me party, and everybody had to come bedazzle fake jewels to shit.
Well, so the first thing that happened was that, like... The first thing was that, like, Bethany met up with Dorinda, and was it Luann, or was it Ramona?
Carol.
It was Carol.
It's always Carol with Bethany.
Yeah.
Because Bethany is like Vicky, where she secretly hates all people younger than her.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, look, it's an old person. Cup's up with me. I'm not sleeping. Look, I'm awake. It's Carol. Carol's here.
Someone on Periscope said that Heather turned whiter as the episode went on. It's like, was she ever less white?
It's like a saltine losing all the toast spots. Like, who's been tapping the saltine, damn it?
So anyway, you were saying about Carol.
Yeah, so that was the second... Oh, yeah, Carol's like, hi, thanks for meeting me at Luby's. Bethany's like, I mean, I don't care. What is this? This place is boring, man. I'm exhausted.
I need a wall around my menu.
She's like, you won't believe the fight. Somebody cussed, and then somebody got dick. And then she was acting so cool about it. She's like, what big deal? Somebody got fucked in the thing. And Bethany's like, so what?
Yeah, Bethany's
someone
like,
got dick.
Okay. All right, so what?
All right, fine.
So then finally...
That's the first time there's been a dick in my bed in 20 years, so good for you.
I think that at a certain point, Bethany was like, when they just described it, Bethany's like, you know, it would have been one thing if there was like a man if there's a woman in the bed with him, whatever. But I'm like, yeah, that's not cool. Which, I mean, that's true. It was like not cool, but it was not something like to like get out the torches and to like, you know, go crazy in the house with hysterics and crying and tears. Jesus.
Oh, fuck who you want. You know, you're not doing it on the street or in a schoolyard. Who cares?
Yeah. So then Bethany then raised her issue. Which is, she's like, you know what? Kristen's been talking about...
Did anybody drink Skinny Girl? Did anybody move Skinny Girl off the counter? Because there was Skinny Girl the whole time. It's like that was the second character. They're like, who were the guys you fucked? And Luann's like, Skinny Girl. Skinny Girl. But no one's drinking.
Skinny Girl.
Skinny Girl vitamins.
Mm-hmm, darling. So then...
Sorry.
No, it's fine. So then Bethany was like, she was like, you know, Kristen's been talking about me in the media. She's been talking shit about me in the media. I'm like, in the press.
Oh, yeah, Bethany. She's like... I don't like that she's talking about me like that in the media. I mean, I saw it on Instagram.
Walls are up. Mm. Well, she was, because Kristen basically said...
But then they
showed
a magazine or whatever.
Yeah, well, but Kristen said something to the effect of, like, yeah, I'd heard some things about her, but don't judge a book by its cover, which was...
That's
was,
not mean. I don't think that don't there's, think and there's mean. Nothing mean there. It's not like she met her and then went on and was like, well, I've been sweat on, and Bethany's a C-word. And that's it.
Bethany took it as, oh my god, I'm not as hot as my logo. Oh my god, I can't believe she would say that about me.
First of all, isn't she black in her logo? Yeah. Or is that Switch the Bitch? There's one, it's the same logo, basically.
I keep touching your knee.
It's some matte clip art. No, I love it. It's some matte clip art, you know, from like 1985.
Flip the Bitch. It's like, Flip the Bitch is like the stealing the Skinny Girl and then Omarosa's title. Flip the Bitch.
No, that is called Skinny Girl. Mine is called Thin Woman.
Okay? Thin woman. I want it on all of these. I'm going to have a winter party. I want everything white and thin girls. I just want thin girls.
Thin girls. Thin girls. Wait, there's a cookie called Thin Mint. Well, that's totally different. No. I'm freaking out.
Skinny mint. Peppermint? Salt mint. All right? I'm going to have a salt mint.
I have to turn my beeper off. Getting text messages.
Yeah, from romantic. He's sexting you, dude. It's like he's in Austin right now. That's 12:40 in Austin, girl.
Girl, he's going to sleep.
Someone whose name rhymes with Fominique has a rhymes with a loner. Starts with a B. Better get in there,
darling. I'm just gonna go back into the bathroom there.
I'll just make Lisa Vanderpump do the rest of. New York.
Darling, here's what we do. Okay. So we're going to take some tuna tartar. We're going to package it into UPS. Send it 5-day delivery to Austin, Texas. Give it to your boyfriend and he'll never forget you.
And it'll smell just like Ramona's room did when she was done with that bus poisoning. Okay, so where are we?
All right,
so still lunch with Bethany. Bethany's like, what? What's the big deal? Who cares? What? So what? Who cares? What? Huh? Water? What? And then who else showed up? Dorinda did.
Dorinda.
And Carol's like, oh, Dorinda, remember when you got crazy? And Dorinda's like, no, what are you talking about? We had a fun time. Wasn't that fun? She's like, no, but remember when you went nuts? And she's like, no. Nope. Don't remember that.
So then
Bethany's looking at you like this, you know you're in trouble because that bitch cried.
Yeah.
Okay. That bitch cried at her own birthday party in the bathroom with like 100 people looking.
Yeah. So then after that, people of Periscope, help us. Well, what happened next? It's a little hard for
this
us
was
because...
This was the party where Stupid Kristen's like, you know what? This, by the way, this is how Kristen talks. She's like, her teeth are always out. She's like, she talks with her front teeth.
Well, she's
if
a
there
blogger.
Was ever an accent based blogger. On Kristen, you would have to have your tongue up to your nose. Like,
yeah. Well, so we don't really remember. Okay, then... Bethany did a straight-up perfect Doritos impersonation.
Yeah, Bethany did.
So we did it, since we were doing our hangout during the show, some of the things are a little foggy for us because we started talking.
No notes. It's all from memory. From an hour ago.
We could just skip forward to Kristen was in a box on the table waiting to be opened.
Kristen, yeah. She's like, guys, I'm going to have a party. And the location, when you see it on the e-bite, it's going to be a little confusing because the location is outside a box. Because I want you all to be outside the box with me. So bring a glue gun. Okay, this is going to be a party about glue gunning fake jewels to things. So please bring an ice pick, a glue gun, and jeans to glue things to. Okay, look. What the fuck kind of hostess are you? Wait, you're going to pull some dollar store Christmas gold shit and put it on your neck and that's going to be your outfit? What are you doing?
The backstory, I think, is that Kristen decided that she wanted to have a fundraiser for kids who have, like, cleft palate things.
A model with a perfect fucking smile doing a charity for cleft palate children. That is just not right. Admit it. Okay? Pick a pretty person charity, you know? Pretty people suffer from things.
Look at the cleft palate kids next to me.
Puka. Maybe it's because they do this. And that's kind of how she's kind of like her smile. Well, that
either way, her plan was to do a denim and diamonds fundraiser, and in anticipation of that, they were going to take a bunch of yummy jeans, which for some reason were available.
Overbite charity. Someone wrote on Periscope. This is for dentistry for the children with missing legs and overbites.
Someone on Periscope says Kristen and Bethany can't be together because Kristen is outside of boxes, but B has no walls. I'm sorry, I hope I read that.
Wolf. So she's having this denim and diamonds party.
And so
she's looking terrible.
She tells them to bring an ice pick, and a glue gun. it sounds like a murder mystery to me.
Or basic instinct.
So they
have. Does anybody have an ice pick? And Ramona's like, no, I left it on the bed and the turkeys and the cuckoos because you scared me. You scared me half to death. I had the ice pick there ready to kill him when he found out I was the killer, which he never did. Gone. Ice pick gone. Forget it. I'm licking ice now like a crazy person.
You know what? Okay. You know what? Someone stole the ice pick. It was the naked man. You should have been worried. He stole an ice pick. It was Carol's bejeweled ice pick.
Carol's like,
what if he stole the ice pick?
He could have been staring at us. There's a beautiful ocean to look at instead.
What if we were stuck here on vacation without ice that was picked?
What if he stole my bejeweled ice pick and we just had a giant block? Then we'd have nothing to do but ice luges. Oh, no.
So my stupid
25-year-old kid that I'm not fucking, but I'm in a meaningful relationship with, loves an ice luge. They do them all the time in Nicaragua.
That shit was funny.
So anyway, there's this. They go to this apartment and this lovely old gay man, and they're gluing jewels. They're bejeweling Carol's leftover stock, which I'm surprised has not been
Heathers.
Or Heathers. That's what I meant. That has not sold off the shelves.
I'm shocked. Especially when you're selling skinny, like, you're selling Spanx for skinny people. That makes no sense. Those jeans were all this pink. You know who wears Spanx? Me. Okay?
Yeah.
You think I'm going to fit into that? My pinky fits into that. What the fuck? You don't know your market. First of all, you stole Spanx. Admit it, Heather. It's stolen. That's not your idea. Second of all, you spelled the yummy wrong. Third of all, there's already a company called Yummy. You know what they do? They deliver food to people who are too fat and embarrassed to leave their house to get food. What the fuck kind of monster are you, Heather? That's my question.
It's true. It's true. So,
let's call it Snickers. Let's find a fat... Let's find a girdle only for thin people and call it Snickers.
Fuck you, Heather Thompson. So, anyway, what happens is... That
poor Ben.
Jill, it's okay. Jill.
No, it's funny because I actually get to see what you look like when you're struggling trying to figure out what to say because I can see you in the periscope. You're like, oh, then.
No. No, I'm just like.
Like, that reminds me of a time I went bowling in El Paso when I was 10. I'm Lebanese. And you're like,
I just nod and I wait for the gap and I'm like, so anyway. And I usually have to do it about 3 times, and then we get going.
Sorry.
No,
go ahead, go ahead.
Listen, you don't have to apologize. I mean, I was the one who was pushing the Julia Roberts joke on our earlier podcast for like 10 minutes today. I was like, wait, here's another Julia Roberts reference. Like, you were wrapping it up. I was like, hey, it reminds me of the Julia Roberts Ocean 11. So anyway. But my pained look is also me trying to remember even what I was seeing. So they're crafting.
Oh, God, that crafting.
They're gluing feathers.
There's no crafts at this thing, okay? There's fake diamonds that are already in shapes and a few colored feathers.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all there was. And then terrible, ugly, overstocked, skinny people jeans spelled wrong, okay?
Yeah.
And Kristen's like, she like puts a star. And then Kristen, you can tell bitch has never been on the subway because she puts diamond stars on the butt. How are you supposed to sit down like that? Some women are idiots. Like, honestly, just watching someone craft, you learn a lot about them.
So they're crafting in silence because when Bethany got it, you know, Bethany is pissed at Kristen for what she said. So when Bethany's pissed, the way she walks into a space is like this. Hi. And then she just
this is
she
Bethany when she's pissed. She's like, hi.
She does this thing where she does a quick hi and then she looks away, like she's always like looking where she could put her jacket. She goes, hi.
She walks straight to a corner and starts talking to like an employee or something, someone that she can talk down to without slapping her in the face.
So then they start crafting, and they're crafting in silence because they are also angry. Because at this point, Kristen knows that Bethany's mad at her, and Bethany is mad at Kristen, and they're sitting there crafting. And then Bethany's like, "Hey, do me a favor." Don't talk about me in the press, okay? Just don't do it, okay? My walls are up, okay? Walls up.
If you don't want to find yourself on the cover of Cleft Palate magazine for this charity, you won't talk about me in the public again. And Kristen's like,
Kristen, who I'm imagining can get a word out edgewise from the golden pine cone she's put on her collar.
She's like, I would nod, but I would start bleeding from the neck and I would die.
I have put giant burrs on my neck, and it's from this movie Saw, and if I talk, they're going to puncture my throat. Sorry.
I got sweated on.
So then Kristen and
that
Bethany
was
is like,
so
Bethany
funny
is like,
that.
If
don't
you want
talk
to be
about
my...
me in the public. Who are you, Obama? Like, what do you have, some, like, a secrecy clause? Get out of here.
Yeah. Bethany was like, if you want to be my... This is not the way you to be my friend. And then Kristen's like, who said I want to be your friend? Which, by the way, good for her, I think, for...
Except that you said it, like, 20 times this season.
Exactly. But she's pretty.
Also, you know what else I'd like to point out? Of course you judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
Of course you do. Why do you think Oprah books sell a lot? Because there's a big O on them and some decent artwork.
If you don't want to be judged by a cover, then why do you have a skinny girl brand? Otherwise, everyone will just be fat asses.
Yeah, if you don't want to be judged by your cover, why don't you put a fat black person on it instead of your skinny fake black ass, Bethany? I have to see if Skinny Girl logo is black. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore.
Emmy Romano says, I was waiting for Bethany to iron on a Skinny Girl patch on her Totally. Jeans.
She's like, you know what children with cleft palate needs?
Less
Skinny
sugar.
Girls.
Less sugar.
Less sugar in their margaritas. Telling you.
Skinny off in margaritas. So anyway, then they start fighting. And Kristen's like, I meant it as a compliment, which is that I had heard bad things about you. And I discovered that you're pretty cool. And I was like, but you're adding fuel to the fire. You know the fire?
When people ask you if you've met me and you say yes. I mean, you know what that is? That's pouring gasoline on a fire. You know when we go camping, you know what we do? We say, we've met Bethany. The fire starts. Like, what are you talking about? How does one thing have to do with the other?
You know what fires do? They burn down walls, and I want my wall up. But you know, but the thing is that, like, Bethany, you know what the biggest contributor...
You ever heard of Smokey the Bear?
The biggest contributor... If there's smoke about this, Bethany, it's probably because you are a very public person, and people see what your personality is, and they can see that you are kind of like all angles and tough. So if you want to change that, don't go after Kristen for saying, "Oh wow, turns out she wasn't so bad."
If you don't want people calling you an asshole, don't be an asshole, okay? Why is it okay for you to go on TV and call everybody an asshole and call her stupid behind her back? Bethany, get over yourself, yeah. Really.
I do. No, I'm totally pro Bethany these days. I think, like I've said many times, beginning of the season, she was a little not great, but now she's, I think, gotten into classic Bethany mode. I'm down with Bethany again, but then she took Kristen out to the balcony, and they talked it out some more. And it's like, I just did Ramona voice.
It's hard to not do them. I don't really do a Bethany because it always turns into Ramona.
Well, by the way, because in during this time, Ramona has showed up. It's okay. You can mole burp. I understand. I'll have my
chocolate enchiladas, darling.
So
God bless you, Mexico.
I think Ramona had shown up in the yummy jeans, and then Heather's like, I don't know what I think I like more, the fact that Ramona's ass is in my jeans or that she's kissing my ass. Ha ha ha. I'm like, shut
up. No one kissed your ass, stupid.
Yeah, I can't believe someone was kissing her ass. Like, that's such a violation. They took off her clothes to kiss her ass. That's rude. Who did that?
There was a naked person in the same room as me. And my pants were in there, too.
There was a naked person in my pants. I just discovered that all these naked people are wearing my pants.
Wear underwear. Who doesn't wear underwear with their yummies? Stupid Heather.
Underneath those, my yummies, they're naked. They're naked under there.
This fight turned so fucking stupid. I was laughing hard because I could not even follow what the hell these people were talking about. Because you've got Bethany like, I don't want you telling anybody that you've ever met me. And Kristen's like, uh-huh. But when they say, like, have you met Bethany? You're on the same show. What should I say? She's like, say you don't know her. That's it. That's all you say. That's all you say. You don't know it. It's like, what is this?
That's all you say. That's it. That's it. So we think, at this point, oh, this is the major fight. But little did we realize that in the three or four days since they've gotten back from Turks and Caicos, Luann has become incensed that Heather had come barging into her room.
Oh, I'm not pissed. I'm livid.
Yeah. So okay. Luann walks into the crafting party.
I wrote a song about it. I'm so mad, I'm going to rise to the top of the iTunes charts and show all of you.
Luann, when she gets mad, she sort of thrusts her shoulders back and forth, and she's like, who am I going to direct my rage at first? I mean, I don't know. Like, Heather, we have to go to the couch. I have to talk to you right now, Heather, right now. So they go back there.
I hope you're not mad at me, mamas.
Hey, mama.
Hey, mamas. Hi, mama. I hope you're not mad.
Realize, I'm not mad. I'm livid.
Who do you think you are to come into my room, barge into my room? You know how disrespectful that was? You victimized me in my own room.
Yeah.
Like, why is everybody so victimized?
And, you know, as much as Heather was crazy before, and I love Luann, and this should have been no more than an annoyance. Been like, you know what? By the way, that was really uncool when you came into my room.
She still hates Heather for telling everybody she tried to get a free dress from someone who made something for Obama once.
Yeah.
That bitch don't let anything
go. That wasn't Heather who did that.
No, Carol.
Oh, Carol. Yeah,
I always get them confused. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, she got... And then she's like... And then Heather's like, no, Carol is like, we don't need... I'll call Carol. I will call Carol.
Yeah.
And then she's like, Carol even called me to apologize for your behavior. And she's like, Mama never said that to me, but goodbye, Felicia. So bring Carol, and Carol's like, nah, you misunderstood everything.
I didn't say that.
And then Luann's like, bring in Ramon. Everything was like, bring in Mayor de Blasio.
You know what? I want a line of cops. I want a line of cops coming in when people come in here to glue jewels to things, and I want the cops to face away from Heather all at the same time, because that's the kind of abuse that we're protesting today.
It was just funny because she was not angry about the fact that they accused her she was angry that they barged in and violated her privacy.
No,
which
she
is
was
the funniest
mad,
thing.
And she actually said it at one point, and Heather was like, that is not what we tried to do, but it was. Luann was like, here you are, it's the early morning. Basically, Luann was like, listen, you know I fucked some busboy. You know I had a foursome with the stinger, okay? On these horrible IKEA sheets. It's 5 a.m, you barge into my room with a camera crew to try and catch me doing something wrong. Well, sorry, you didn't catch me. And Heather's like, that's not what we were doing, mamas. Bitch, yes, it is. That's why you waited for a camera crew to follow you in there. Bitch, you think we stupid? Right. We've been watching this stuff. I watch Cops.
Yeah, and then...
That's what cops do. They're like, wait until the camera crew gets here. Wait until the camera crew gets here. We're going to catch an old lady fucking.
So then Heather drags Dorinda into it. She's like, you know what, Luann, you've had someone riling you up, and it was Dorinda. Dorinda was on the phone with you, and Dorinda's like, wow, wow, wow. And then Sonia's the one who's like, back the fuck up. At this point, even Sonia's making fun of Dorinda.
Yeah, she's like, you better watch it, mister. I'm gonna shove your balls down your throat. Right, guys? Dorinda's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know who you're imitating. So meanwhile, then, Dorinda's just bumping her head against the
Dorinda's
living room
like,
wall,
don't
trying to wait for the
it.
Roomba to turn around so she can finish up the damn carpet. Like, why do I keep hitting the same wall? I don't understand what's happening.
She's like, don't bring me into it, Mr. Jetson. She's like, don't. I want more teaching, less preaching. But then Heather then starts getting so condescending. She's like, you know what, Luann, we have to squash this because I don't want to drag her into it. You know, I don't want to bring her, you know, because then it becomes crazy, because then she loses her mind. It's like Dorinda's like right there. It's like,
I mean, Dorinda's crazy. We all know Dorinda's insane, right? Dorinda's like, what?
You know, she is a widow, right? You know, she has a fat boyfriend. She's really crazy.
She did kind of say something like that, didn't she?
Well,
she was like,
well,
you know, Dorinda's having a rough time because, you know, I mean, how would you feel having to wake up next to 500 pounds of stretch marks every day and pick all that hair out of your shower drain?
And a daughter with a daughter with a mouth of a sailor. I mean,
gosh,
Jesus.
Embarrassing.
Wow, her mother must be so ashamed of her.
No wonder she's getting so drunk and yelling the F word in restaurants and foreign places. God bless her. Let's get her some help.
Great mama. So then Heather...
Great mamas.
Heather and Luann...
Dorinda, just do this maze on the back of the Captain Crunch box. Yeah. You'll feel better, okay?
And at this point, I think Dorinda actually just stormed out of the crafting session.
Yeah.
And then Heather and Luann had this really...
I don't want my daughter to see me doing some glue-gutting thing in the middle of France when she's in the 7th grade. Who says that? Fuck you guys.
And then Luann and Heather have this totally insincere hug, which is on the heels of Heather being like, you know what, Luann, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I came into your room. I'm sorry I fucking woke you up. And Luann's like, don't say it like that. then they hug, and it's like,
I don't want you to say you're sorry like that. I want you to say, I'm really, really sorry that I messed with your snatch, all right?
That I violated girl code, exactly. Which is the name of my new song, which is based on what you don't know.
I love when she said girl code. She's like, that is not girl code. I was like, you really wrote a whole song about somebody barging into your room? Because you know that's what girl code is. She's like, girls, do you go into each other's room at 5 a.m? No, it's not girl code. No.
So I think that's more or less where that episode
funny.
Ended. It was so
funny. I was so
good.
Sad when it ended.
Let's move on to some trash.
So go from Manhattan. Let's get on. Go over the Triborough Bridge. Go through Queens and make our way to Long Island.
Long Island. In the North Shore, we do things different here. Some people use suntan lotion. Some people wait for the sun to burn them. Then the skin starts ripping off, and you start seeing the price tag of the implants under it. That's how we do it in the North Shore.
I'm just surprised we found these ladies because the GPS sucks, okay?
Yeah, Corey.
And then I discovered I was going the wrong way. It sucks.
I asked the GPS if my husband was having sex with somebody on his iPhone, and it took me to Denny's. What does that mean? Fucking GPS. Secrets and Wives, I know not everybody watches this because they ain't even putting this shit on deli shows or easy. No, none of the online places that you steal shit, it's nowhere there. People are like, nope, we're not even watching that shit for free. Bye. We're still on the East Coast, and you know that because everybody's in a horrible pattern. Horrible. Okay? But here, no one has suntan lotion, and their boob skin is literally peeling all of them. Liza's boobs are about to fall out. Yeah. She could take those things back to Ross Dress for Less. That's how much she's showing.
I love how every time you mention Ross, you always call it Ross Dress for Less.
That's what's called.
I mean, I know, but I just feel it's funny that you just
Ross doesn't get Ross. A nickname.
I'm paralyzed the whole name.
Ross gets no nickname, Tony. But yeah, the women on those shows are so gross. And on this one, they're also still being violated on the East Coast. Yeah. Everybody's been violated this week on the East Coast.
You know what? I was in the bouncing machine. And Jonathan, he stuck his thumb up my ass. Stuck his thumb right up my tushy.
I was paralyzed.
I felt the thumb up there. And I thought, wait a second. I'm not pooping. It's going the wrong way. Oh, my God. You see that as a thumb?
Why I go into bouncy houses.
That's not where I go.
You stick a thumb up my ass, you better buy me a real house.
That's how we do it in the North Shore.
So, I think the episode began mainly with general gossip about Jonathan. I think Corey and Gail went to go see a skin person to get their face on. They had a close-up of Gail's face. Giant crease going down here. I was like, oh, girl.
She looked like... Okay, she
it
looked
was like... It was
like
the part on like Mission Impossible. That was like the crease that you reach your fingers into to pull your face
yes.
off. And reveal that you're like Kristen Scott Thomas.
I was going to say, she looks like probably the middle of an action shot in the Transformers movie where the car is about to change from like... I don't know, like a pickup truck into a big scary monster. And it's just like all the veins start like, boom, or like the Hulk.
Yeah.
It was just veins. And she's relaxed. She was like relaxed. She's like, so how's your husband? Is he still cheating on you? Because mine's not. I control everything and he's totally in love with me. And her veins are like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, it was definitely.
It's like a river runs through it, darling. Not darling. An Oscar winner after all.
Darling, it was like Teen Wolf, except it was Geriatric Wolf. the transformation was happening.
MTV transformations.
Yeah. So I'm trying to. I think. Why don't you steer this one? Because you understand.
Oh, because my notes.
Yeah,
oh, God. Autocorrect. God help us on these.
So Gail?
Gail's neck.
Yeah.
Gail and Coro, which I'm assuming means Corey. Thumb
oh my
up
God,
the butt.
This autocorrect sucks.
They talk about the thumb off the butt. And this is so funny to me because they're always talking about like whose husband is disrespecting who, but they're all so disgusting. Corey's like, oh, here we are getting a face. What were they getting? A facial? They were getting their fucking neck veins flushed or whatever. They were getting more fluid put it. They were getting a tune-up. So she's like, whatever, do whatever you gotta do. I don't think that... are we still on the Wi-Fi?
I don't know. I guess there's probably a smudge on the lens.
Sucking today,
probably
darling.
A smudge here, darling.
You can't see. Well, is it like a bad connection?
Well, now they're all confused. All our Periscope fans are confused. And
well, it's because
of
stupid thing. Should we stop it again? I do not have time to sew together an episode.
Listen, we have to do our episode. So Periscope people, you better catch up.
Yeah, we're here.
The podcast
which
is
camera
going
are you using? Just audio. All right, we'll come back again. Let's try it one more time. Stupid Periscope
issues.
You piece of shit.
Shit, motherfucking shit. Paralyzed. Did someone stick a thumb up Periscope's ass? So while you fix that, I'll talk about what was going on the show. So basically, everyone was talking about the thumb up the ass. It was like, did you hear that Jonathan stuck his thumb up Liza's ass in the bouncy castle? But someone called it the bouncy machine. We were just like this machine to encourage bounciness. It's like, I went in the bouncy machine and I got a thumb up my ass. I felt violated.
I'm so violated.
Now, to be fair, it actually is pretty violating to have someone stick their thumb up your ass.
But for some reason, stick, I mean, women, how far could his thumb have been up her ass?
Like, yeah, it's
let's
not
be
like
honest.
She's wearing assless chaps. I mean...
Yeah, she was wearing like a full dress and I'm assuming underwear. Like, how far was that thumb up her butt? Give me a break.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was violated!
Give me a break. It's sexual harassment if he doesn't, like, lease you a car. These women. Like, where do these standards come from with these women? She's like, if he'd given me a gum drawer, he could have put 5 children up my ass. I wouldn't have cared. But nope. It was a bouncy house and they were serving hot dogs. No. No thumb up my ass. I was violated!
And then I think that then... Was it?
Oh, I'm supposed to be looking at notes, aren't I?
At some point,
Andy
took
thumb up
Susan.
Ass. Oh, and then Andy, who has no storyline of her own, she just shows up on everybody else's story and says things like, "Why is your husband so awful to you?" She says that to basically
everybody.
You
know, I've been married 3 times, twice to a guy with old man Buffon, and you know what? I've learned a lot of things.
Did you check the picture when she was showing, they showed
her
two of her ex-husbands, and one of them, I swear to God, looked like Phyllis Diller's father.
Yeah.
Like, no, he was like old man time.
No, one of them literally had
a
Liza's...
A cuckoo came out of his face.
You know how Liza's mom has like the bump it, and then the hair goes back in the back? Like, Andy's ex-husband had the bumpet hair without the long extensions in the back. It was like, oh my God, she married Liza's mother.
When Liza's mother was young and didn't mind laying down on the gravel half the time, she fucked an older man, and it was that guy. Seriously. That guy was like Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, it was...
Retired Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, she was like, okay, I'm getting myself into a will right now. Sorry it didn't work out, Andy. By the way, Emmy Bourbano says, bouncy houses are the cause of over 300 thumb-up-the-butt accidents every year.
No kidding. Where do you think he learned it? They probably had one in jail, the way they run things up there. Teresa's diary is like,
today in prison, I ate, and then we played games. And then I heard somebody yell at somebody, but it was okay. Then I did an interview with people. Boy, love ya.
I'm like, what the fuck kind of jails are they running up there?
I know.
Like, that's your jail.
I know.
She's like, could someone send me stickers? Loves to versus.
Okay. Stupid. So anyway, so is this the next thumb up the butt.
Oh, I just noticed that. You guys remember that makeover episode for Susan?
Yeah.
Because she doesn't.
No, she doesn't.
Bitch.
Don't.
You just pulled the burnt sienna right out your purse again. She's like, thanks for the makeover, girls.
to be fair, maybe some of her makeup smeared off when she was at the public pool with Jonathan.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I can't believe we're taking the day off together, Jonathan. This is amazing.
They're like putting quarters in the public pool.
I know.
They're like the little subway gate.
We're playing hooky. We're at the public pool. I mean, we've never seen... This is like a new low. Like, normally, this is... Bravo is supposed to have like really wealthy people who have their own pools, or at least like some version of it, but it was literally like, we're at the pool. There was like a Good Humor stand nearby, like goggles for sale.
I want to talk about our relationship. Oh, a little kid made a poopy is floating in the pool. Isn't that cute? Ah, vacations.
Jonathan, I want to talk about our relationship, but we can't do it right now. It's Adult Swim. Come on, hurry up. Hurry up. We got 20 minutes.
Jonathan, I'd like to talk about our relationship while we do water aerobics with the old lady. Hey, someone stuck their thumb up somebody's butt in the pool. Who was that?
Nobody. Wasn't me.
Was it the lifeguard twirling the whistle around his thumb? Back and forth, round and round and round, coil up, round and round, coil out.
And Andy's back at the victim thing. She's like, did you hear what happened at the party? Because Jonathan stuck his thumb up that girl's butt and it became this other thing. Yeah. They're playing like serious
The Accused
soundtrack in the background.
To be fair, before the public pool thing, Liza and I don't know your notes. I can't make.
I don't know what these mean. Autocorrect.
So this. Oh, by the way, on Periscope, this is my place. Someone asked where we are. We're at my place. Town. So But I think Liza and was it Andy took Susan out to dinner? Or was it Liza and Corey? I think it was Liza and Andy. It doesn't matter.
Oh, it was Corey and Andy.
Yeah, you're right, because that's when Corey...
No, it was Liza and Andy. It was always Liza and Andy,
it's Liza
right?
And Andy, yeah.
Where they're like, we don't want to get in the middle of your relationship.
Corey was...
divorce your husband. What else are you going to do? He's awful. Divorce him. We don't want to meddle.
And Susan's Dump like, him. What? I thought it was funny. You know, it's like, it's funny. It's a kid's party, you know, and we need a little bit of levity. Stop trying to be so stuffy. I'm like, since when are these women... the like paragon of stuffiness. Like, this
no
is...
kidding. And who are these bitches to give anybody advice? Both of you are begging for a thumb up the ass, okay? Corey's husband is cheating with God knows who, blatantly, in front of her, on text. And Andy's been divorced from, like, old man time, like father time. Shut the fuck up, you two.
I know. So that's why Susan went and spoke to Jonathan. She's like, listen, I love you, but I want you, you gotta fix your behavior. You know, it's like, I can't have this. That's seriously.
Oh,
it's awful.
This is so full of shit, because she's like, Jonathan, I've noticed that you're in a bad mood all the time. You're snappy.
He's
like, what are you talking about, snappies? Because I ain't been getting laid.
And she's like, oh yeah, what about last night? Or did you write last night?
He's like, yeah, that was hot.
Yeah, okay, that's why I'm in a better mood today.
And then she's like, well, I was really mad at you last night, and I want to talk about it. It's like, you just fucked him last night.
Yeah.
You can't, like, come home mad because the girls made you cry, and then fuck him, and then talk about it the next day and expect him to give a shit. If you want a man to listen, if you're going to use your vagina as, like, a bargaining chip, you don't let him eat the chip and then try and bargain. Stupid. Stupid.
Stupid.
Teach you how to be a woman? Of course, I mean... She basically got proposed to him like a week after dating him while he was in prison. So, yeah.
So anyway,
desperation tunning.
So yeah, so there was this whole thing. Corey was not there. Corey was lost somewhere in the LIE because her GPS sucks.
My GPS sucks.
See, I keep mentioning that because when we were watching, I crack up because Corey will just sometimes say these like very millennial type of things, and it's like so out of tune. And but she just says it with this like blah way. She'd be like, "Oh, I'm sorry, girls, I couldn't make it here on time. My GPS sucks, and it turns out I was driving the wrong way the whole time because my car sucks." Oh, I'm Corey.
And she always looks like this. Her eyes are always like wide like that, and she's like,
"I want some food right now."
She's like, "Duh." She's always got like a duh look. She's like, "You know, I love our marriage. I just wish he was more supportive." Oh, but her husband. Your husband is fucking the whole world.
Yeah.
No man wakes up and blow dries his hair for his wife of 20 years. It doesn't
happen. It's not his hair.
It is, right? No man blow dries his wig either. All right, Tony. Yeah. Even Ken doesn't do that. Yeah.
Meanwhile, in the midst of all this, we had a scene with Gail. Gail and Steven go to tour the new facility for his office.
To Heather's new house.
Yeah, the Dubrow's like back house.
This ridiculous place.
He's like, "Hey, hon, I think I'm going to get myself onto the new season of Botched Long Island. You can be my first star."
It was like the Penguin's Penguin Cave in Batman 2. Yeah.
So they're touring it. I'm surprised Gail didn't show up with a stack of white blazers to put on everyone she saw.
She was actually wearing a white blazer. She was. "Listen, the uniform here is white blazers. I'm in a white blazer. I work here. That's it. You made the uniform, bitch."
Yeah. "Congratulations, you thought up the idea that people working in medical office should wear a white coat. Great." So, they're walking around this huge, it's actually a huge facility. It's like
bigger than a hospital. And tell your friends, bigger than a hospital.
So you could tell that the one concession that Dr. Steven made is that he's like, "And here's where the receptionist will sit, sitting behind a glass wall." I'm like, okay. She clearly was like, "They are not to talk to anyone. Put them in a glass case and don't let anyone speak to them. Get their flirting whore ways away from other people."
Or he's trying to protect them. Maybe it's like one of those things at the check cashing store. It's like thinking up so she can't get to him.
So then she's like,
"Where is your blazer? Let me in there. Let me in there."
So then Gail's like, "All right, well, Steven, so where's my office?" And he's like,
"My office?" And everyone looked at her like, "What have you ever done, bitch?"
She's like,
"You don't get an office for ordering fucking white polyester blazers off eBay."
"I need to have an office to be able to research salads." She's stupid. Like, what does she need an office for?
"I have helped him build this. I have built everything around. The way I do it is I follow him around and I say, where's mine? Where's mine? Where's mine? Where's mine?
We're a husband and wife. We're husband and wife, and we need to spend time together. It's like, bitch, not at the workplace.
I support
him. Wait for
him
to come home.
This hurts my feelings."
She's like, if he's getting back into all work and no play mode, if he's putting work before life, I don't like that. He's not doing that. It's because you keep suffocating him. So his only escape is to go to work with the hot girls rather than your crazy bony ass getting on top of him every 2 seconds.
I've worked for him. This really hurts my feelings. I put him before everything. I'm at every event that he had.
She's like, I did not.
Oh, no. And no, because she said, "Oh, no, it's actually a really good relationship because we support each other. We're at each other's events." I'm like, he never comes to shit. He went to play tennis with you one time, and he was only hoping Corey would fall on her face so he could fix it.
Exactly. She's like, "I did not go to school to not have an office in your
place. This is not why I skipped college.
This is not why I didn't go to college and then did not go to medical school to not have an office in your medical practice."
Very busy doctors play tennis in the middle of a weekday. That's who. Exactly. Whoever's asking. That's funny.
So
then what?
So,
we don't want to get in the middle of it. Leave him. And Susan's like, "What am I supposed to leave him for you? I'm supposed to just separate.
Get a separation."
What? And meanwhile, Corey's like, "What do you think it means when my husband is texting people, 'I can't wait to suck on your vagina'? What does that mean?" Yeah. Is that code?
Well, Corey...
he's sucking on other vaginas, lady.
Corey and Sandy go to a very homely therapist. They just are like this. They go to therapy.
Poor Corey is so insecure. She's like, find a really fat therapist and clothes that don't fit that Sandy ain't gonna fuck. I don't care who it is. Just find anybody. Fran! It's like, God. It's like the only fat woman on the street wearing white leopard print.
Yeah.
Come on, Corey. Have some self-respect. Have some pride.
So she's like, I don't know, I just feel like after 20 years, I just kind of feel like I want something more from you. I don't know, that's what I want. I don't know, our relationship sucks right now. And then he's like, listen. He's like, listen, I love you. I never wanted to get married again after my first wife when I realized that I like men. But then I met you and I realized you were the best beard I had ever met. So I decided I want to only be married to you and no one else because I love you and you are my wife. Thank you very much, signed me.
And Fran's like, that sounds like you were kind of making it up just to get out of here. And Corey's like,
no, that was really romantic.
That was beautiful. It was validation that I needed.
That's the most he's given me in years. And he's like, I just gave you a load this morning. These men are pigs on this show, by the way.
Yeah, pigs.
He's like, what? You suck my dick all the time. What else do you want from me?
Yeah. Meanwhile, Liza, she wasn't doing much this episode. She went touring some apartments in New York City. She looked at one that was a nice apartment, and it was selling for $10 million. Paralyzed!
Listen, I can't even get paralyzed because I watched Selling New York. That shit is scary. You know when I moved from New York? Like, 12 years ago, when cigarettes turned $10. That was 12 years ago. Why do you people live there? What is going on? I lived through 9/11, through all that shit, the blackouts, all that crap, and I still kept trudging along. I was like, look at me, I'm so strong living in New York. And one day I was like, fuck this place.
Yeah.
Up and down the stairs, everything smells like pee, cigarettes $10. $10.5 million apartment with terrible wood floors and gel bars on the window. No, bye, New York.
Bye.
Yeah. I was surprised that Liza did not, you know, handle that price tag so well. I was just imagining Andy being like, uh-oh, that realtor's about to get Liza'd. Straight up Liza'd right now. Look out, sister. You're about to get Liza'd. Classic Liza.
Liza's like, I call this the living room because this is where I live. Oh, you got Liza'd!
You got straight up Liza'd. Oh, that was a classic Liza. Oh my god. Hey, sis, I heard you showed Liza around New York City. Did you get totally Liza'd? I get Liza'd like every day. We're in the bed and she's like, hey, remember when I got my thumb stuck up my ass? I'm like, yeah. She's like, well, here comes my thumb. Oh my god, I got totally Liza'd by that one. Oh my god, I would stick three thumbs up my ass just to get Liza'd every day. It's so hilarious. No wonder why I sleep in the same bed with her. It's like the most funny thing I ever did. Sometimes she's like, all right, good night, Andy. And I'm like, okay, good night. And then she turns off the light. And then she turns it back on. She goes, ha-ha. I go, oh my god, I got totally Liza'd.
I got totally Liza'd. And Andy's eyes are a different color in every scene.
Yeah.
She's like the Kenya Moore of this show. She's like, yeah. Oh, I felt different today, so I have a different eye color. I'm like, what are you? You're like a gay pride flag from scene to scene. I just want a montage of her eyes changing, never doing anything but changing her contacts. That's her whole storyline. And telling everyone they need to get a divorce.
Yeah. Her eyes totally got Liza'd.
Her eyes got Liza'd. I woke up with blue eyes, now they're purple. I got Liza'd.
Oh. So, in other news, Andy, when she wasn't getting Liza'd...
Andy, again, in someone else's storyline, took Audrey...
Amy to drinks, and she's like, I want to talk to you because, you know, I've been through three husbands already.
Real sad about you
and Walter. I've been you, and she's like, you know what? When it's good, it's really good. And I just, you know, it's like, now that I don't have an ex to worry about, I can just focus on the author. And, you know, I just, people don't understand. He's really a teddy bear. He's wonderful.
Yeah, no one understands how nice Arthur is when he's nice, you know? Sometimes the fire's burning and you touch it and it's hot. But then sometimes the fire goes out and you touch the wood and it's just wood. And you're like, I love wood. You know what I mean?
I love wood. It's like, let's put this on Insta. Meax this on Insta? This on Insta, Meax?
You only think he's a jerk because when he's being nice, I don't put it on Insta. And that's not fair to him. That's me being the wrong one. You want to see?
You know what? He goes weeks without talking to me. But I love him. I love him. You know what? You know, it's a roller coaster. But that's Arthur. It's Max's fault. You know, Max needs to sell more solar panels. If he could just sell more solar panels, he could move out, all right?
You know what Arthur's never done? Broken a table. He's never broken a table, Arthur. Yeah. I mean, that's a good man.
You know what? The other day I got totally Arthur'd. You know what that means? He punched me in the eye. Give me a shiner.
Yeah, you know what? That's just how it is sometimes. Sometimes you get mad and you gotta punch something. That's what I'm here for. I'm like that stress ball that people have in their office. Sometimes it's a pretty ball. Sometimes you're angry and you squeeze the ball until you're not angry.
But Amy
that's
was...
it!
Amy was smart because Andy was trying to have like an intervention. And Amy turned around and she was like, you know, when I look in your eyes, I see a lot of hurt, Amy. Well, I mean, I see some blue... Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, Andy.
I think I see hurt, but sometimes, some days it looks like it's happening. I can't. It depends on your context. I see hurt. I just want to know, what made you? What hurt you
what
so much?
What made you worried about Arthur worried about being me? Mean to me?
What? Well, she was right, because that was total projection.
Like, I don't know. I think I just got lies said one too many times. I just got lies said one. Hey, are you Amy-ing me? Oh, I just got Amy'd. Oh. Max, get this on Insta. We're talking about it. We're talking about how she got Eliza the other day.
She's like, well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe what's the third one you have to be like, crap.
Maybe you should stop marrying 90-year-olds for their money, you dumb slut. Like, what do you think these guys are out for?
That
she's like, those guys. She's
got
like,
a lot of hearts on
no,
Periscope.
That's it's because there's a time delay. They're still on your thing. Trust me. I just called someone a dumb slut. I'm not going to get
like,
a ton of
heart. It's the internet. They're
but
like,
seriously, what are you thinking? It's like she's trying to give this love advice. And I don't understand what the hell she's talking about. That's not love advice, okay? Staying with old people until it's legal to take half of their income is not love, you dumb bitch.
But I'm paralyzed.
Get out of here. She's like, I have a pair of contacts for every husband that I've had. What do you have, Amy? What do you have? A Volkswagen lease? Get out of here.
I have a dining room table that I'm too afraid to put my elbows on because I'm afraid that it's going to break where Max leaned on it. But if it does break, I'm putting it on Insta. So on Insta, I wish there was a filter called Max, and that way I could be like, hey, Max, I'm going to Max this photo. I totally Maxed it.
I totally Maxed this. Look at Max, he's been going to the gym.
And then they cut to Max, and his like boobs are hanging out of his shirt. He's like, what do you want me to do, boss? Oh, that was a good scene, too.
Yeah, he's like, hey, Ma, I sold the solar panel today. Oh, really, Max? No, I'm sorry, man. I ate a Reese's Pieces peanut butter cup. I'm sorry. Totally
oh, Max, you're so crazy. Say it again in the tutu and we'll chase the ice cream man down again. Come on, Max.
It's on Insta. It's good to put on Insta, Max.
Oh, Max, I just got a text from Insta. It said, I miss Max. Come on, Max.
I wish you could be more like Arthur. My favorite show is The Golden Girls because there's someone that called B. Arthur. And I'm like, yeah, I'd love to be Arthur. As soon as Max gets out of here, I can be Arthur all the time.
Sometimes Arthur's really nice to everybody, and sometimes she's mean to them. They don't even want to swallow their cheesecake. It's called The Golden Girls, not abuse.
I'm always trying to picture it. Sicily, 1942, but Max gets in the way. I can't think about it.
Anyway, okay, so I love this abuse conversation, because they're having this very... Really, the women on this show are abused. Like, for those of you who watch it, these women only marry men for their money. They're all horrible to the women. They all cheat on the women. The women are basically sacks of them former... They don't look like their former selves at all. All they do is beat themselves up, change themselves, inject themselves, do whatever they can to not get a fucking job. You know what? Working's really not that hard, you guys. So they do everything they can, and then they wonder why these men treat them like shit, and then they're like,
I'm abused. Should I stay?
Get a job, bitch. Get a job.
That's what you need. You need to work for Jonathan's solar company. That's what you need to do.
So it's sad to watch if you're a feminist like me.
They got lies.
I'm like, come on, women. Get some power here. You know, Gloria Steinem didn't sit on the back of a bus with, you know, Bush down to her knees for this. I don't know if that ever happened. That's my version of feminist. Anyway. I have to finish because it's like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But, I love that they're having this serious abuse conversation, and above Andy's head is the restroom sign, and above Amy's head is a big screen TV. I'm like, is there anywhere to be serious in this town?
No.
It's like,
Arthur beat me. Oh, that's where the bathroom is.
And he's like, you should leave him. I'll buy a vowel, Alan. I would buy a vowel if I didn't leave my third husband. Oh, what am I going to do?
I think I'd like to solve the puzzle. You just got totally Liza'd. No, I'm sorry, Andy. That's not the... There's not even an L or a Z. And it's one word. Oh, you're Liza'ing me, aren't you? You're Liza'ing me. Liza, get over here. Get over here. You totally Liza'ed me.
You're I'm just paralyzed. Making me feel bad because you love me, right, Arthur?
Arthur, it's not my name.
Arthur, do you want to spin the wheel of fortune for me? I know you want to do it. I don't want Max to do it. Max sat on the wheel and broke it in half.
Hey, wait a second. That was someone else's clue. I'm not coming on Wheel of Fortune to do someone else's clue. I want my own clue. If you love me, you'll give me my own clue.
All right.
So anyway, so
what else happened
the
on
last,
this
the last
show?
Big,
seriously.
The last big thing that happened was the final like 15, 20 minutes took place at Corey and Sandy's big anniversary party.
How did Kathy Lee Gifford not come out from the 80s doing a Carnival Cruise Line commercial?
You're when we were watching it, Ronnie's description was perfect. You said it was like a cruise line.
Yeah, it's like a dinner cruise. It's like a dinner cruise party from 20 years ago. Like, that's before they got the Ebola outbreak and everybody died on it. They just never changed it. They're just like, clean up the old people, you know, like, clean up the Christmas lights, just bring new people in.
Yeah,
bring
this in the lobster! Like, this was classic Long Island. It was like a bunch of 50-year-olds dressed in, quote-unquote, club wear at a club. Like, this is like their 20th anniversary party.
Which no one knows what that is
club.
On the Evite, so like, one of them's in a formal ball gown. What? Someone's in shorts.
Susan's
and a shirt.
In shorts. Or Alpha showed up in, as you called it, paisley plaid.
Because
it was
paisley
both patterns that were. It was a plaid pattern with a paisley overlay in puke green.
And he was like, "Hi, everybody. He's hi, like, hey, I'm not abusive.
Hey,
hi,
I'm, a nice guy.
I'm Arthur, and I don't abuse people. Hi, good to meet you." Great.
So then. And meanwhile,
isn't so sound nice?
The big thing
like
that came out of
from the ear.
The therapy session, the big thing that came out of it was that Sandy needs to say nicer things to Corey so that way she doesn't feel paranoid. She needs to feel validation. So
and Fran's like, hey, how about you do something to show her you love her? Like, it's your 20th anniversary. Maybe you could tell her you love her. And Corey's like,
that would be nice.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Maybe. Yeah, it's your the fucking GPS... 20th anniversary. He could say, I love you. Yeah. Maybe.
She's like, the GPS lady never tells me that she loves me. But maybe you could, Sandy. Sandy, this sucks.
If you tell me U-turn in Spanish, I swear to God, Sandy. I swear to God. I'm changing the password on your phone, and you're not getting pussy for another month.
So they have this, like, ridiculous party, and everyone's there, like, everyone's schmoozing.
Meanwhile, Sandy's like, Sandy's he was like Ramona in The Real Housewives of New York first episode, which we didn't mention. The editors just keep cutting to Ramona
being drunk.
Drinking.
Okay.
Every time they cut to Ramona, it's like, arr. And that was Sandy in this one. It's like, Sandy's wig is, like, getting, like, further and further over. He's getting pale like he's gonna barf.
Oh, my God. And so... Oof. I don't really, for some reason, I don't remember much
the
of
big,
what happened at the party,
talk,
but the big thing
the big
was,
romantic talk was the thumb up the butt. People
yeah,
were
like,
still into
hey,
that.
Hey, so, do you hear about Jonathan? You can stick someone's thumb up, you can stick a thumb up someone's ass. A lot of assholes here. He's like, oh, yes. Hey, relax. I'll get to all of yous, okay? I'll get my thumb up every single one of these assholes, okay? Oh, Jonathan, you're so funny. Really lightening up the stiff crowd.
And then Sandy, who's going to really stand up to Jonathan tonight for his woman, goes up and he's like, hey, Jonathan, how tight is Liza's asshole, huh? And everyone's like, and then he's like, but you're not going to do that tonight, right? I did it, right, Corey? Right, I did it? All right, I'm fucking a teenager. Yeah. I'm out of here. Peace.
So Corey gets up there. Finally, they're all drunk, and it's like, it's speech time. She's like, I just want to thank everyone for coming out here tonight. I love my husband. And cut to Sandy, and he's like making signs to the DJ, being like, cut her off. Off, done, no, whatever. And he's like, she's like, you know, we're together. I love him so much. We're a great couple, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, hey, Sandy, why don't you...
No, her speech was not even romantic. This is her speech. She's like, everyone, thank you so much for coming to our 20th wedding anniversary. You know what marriage is? It's difficult. That's what it is. It's like... All right, it's like when you let glue dry. At first, it's lovely and sticky. It's making things stick together. Then it's hard as a rock. You don't know why. Everything's dying around it. It kills flowers. You don't know why. Suddenly, no one's having sex with you. You want to kill yourself. And then you look over and you're like, but I said... I do. So we're still together. We're still staying together.
Yeah, and everyone's like... And then she's like, well, guess what, everyone? We're staying together. Because at this point, Sandy has taken the mic and looks like he's going to say something, and he just gives it to the DJ. It's like...
And the kids are filming it like, ew. Yeah.
Sandy, I mean, Schmuck of the Year, he's wearing some ridiculously dark pattern shirt, tucked in tight.
He was Paisley, too. North Shore, stop.
Yeah. No, stop. North Shore is very sophisticated.
How is... You know Sandy's the only man in America who can wear that much plaid and get that many blowjobs from random teenagers on the street. What the hell, North Shore?
Yeah. But it was a big schmuck move because you're... At the very least, get on the mic to thank your guests for coming to the party. How about that? At the very least, even if you don't love your wife anymore.
It's like, everyone, thanks for coming to our anniversary. I'd like to thank Bravo for the drinks. And if anyone wants to take a load, it'll be in the bathroom.
Yeah. Blah.
Yeah, he was disgusting.
A big asshole. But the worst part of it all was that when the episode ended, they said, next week on the season finale
of Secrets and Wives. And we're like, no! How are we going to know what never, ever happens?
I am so sad because, you know, we're never going to see this show again. It's going to go the way of Princesses, Long Island, Gallery Girls. It's over.
I know.
Enjoy it while you can.
Paralyzed!
Thankfully, you know, God has created a beautiful earth, and he's also created plenty of stupid people to fill our television screens with. So thanks. Thanks for that. And I mean that sincerely.
So
that's it, right?
Yeah.
See ya, you guys. This was so much fun talking to you guys on the Periscope. You were so funny.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting us steal your content the whole night, because that's basically what we did.
Thanks to all 17 of you who are still watching.
Hell yeah, that's a lot of people to sit through this long of a thing, especially about Secrets and Wives. I have to say I'm proud of Liza for not showing up and saying, "Hi, it's me, Liza from Secrets and Wives," because she was doing that on Andy's Periscope, as was posted on Facebook earlier. So funny. Yeah. He's like, "Hi, I'm Andy Cohen. Look at me, a dog's pooping over in the corner." And she's like,
"Look at that,
look,
Jack,
it's me,
16-year-old.
It's Liza from Secrets and Wives." And someone wrote under, "Ew." And then, like, scrolling up, and then she's like, "It's me, Liza. Love you, Gif." Anyway, thank you for everybody listening to this and not watching this, which I guess is everybody else. Yes. Thank you so much for listening to us be weird on Periscope, but we don't get together that often. We had to do it, and we will be in Texas next week, either the 24th or 25th. We'll announce it on Facebook.com/watchwithcrapons.
Keep an ear out for details on the big Crap by Crap West Festival that's happening in Austin next week, starring me and Ronnie, and that's about it.
Well, someone wrote on Periscope, "Oh my God, Liza did that on Heather's Periscope too."
Oh,
that
my
is
God.
So. Come on, Liza, cut it out.
Liza,
be quiet. You just got Liza'd, Heather.
You got Liza. Hey, you know what? She was just like, "Hey, I'm a big fan of yours." Just kidding. I'm on Bravo. You got Liza'd.
You got Liza'd.
Oh, you got totally Liza'd. You got totally Liza'd. That Heather got Liza'd. Which Heather was it? I don't know. I just got Liza'd.
I don't even know. It was hashtag Bravo. Hashtag your mother's dead and she hates you. Hashtag everyone's disappointed in you. Hashtag not cool.
Don't be uncool. Hey, Heather. Heather.
Paralyzed.
The naked man in the bed was Jonathan. You just got Liza'd. Hey, just stick his thumb up your ass. You're so lucky. Were you in a bouncy castle?
Bye, everybody. Everyone. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for everything today.
Bye.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore. Because it's here. And it's funny. And I love you.